It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
There is need for every business to be sustainable in order for it to grow and be successful. Having the capacity and knowledge to get a business off the ground is one thing. Surviving the fierce competition, volatile economy, as well as the ever-changing and predictable marketplace is another. This is the Ndalama Insights Business Show, and I am Mukonki Mkonkela, the CEO and founder of Insight Partners Africa, the host of the Ndalama Insights Business Show. Today's discussion is inspired by Biswell Piri, who runs a waste collection company in Choma. Biswell wants to know, how can I sustain my business? To help Biswell, I have Mr. Rose Josephat Kasikili, the founder and operations director of Habiwood Freight and Logistics. Mr. Rose, how are you? And good morning.
I'm well, thank you very much. And good morning to you.
Good morning, thanks. Mr. Rose, before we start our discussion, I just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started your company, Habiwood Freight and Logistics.
Thank you very much. My name is Ross Josephat Kasikili. I come from a family of 10. I'm the third last of the family. We started our business, Habiwood Freight and Logistics, in 2012 November with staff transport for different type of restaurants within Lusaka and on the Copper Belt. Then thereafter, we went through a metamorphosis change where we had to grow the business in line with our objective and our vision. We grew from minibuses to having haulage trucks that we are doing intercities within Zambia, interprovinces, as well as cross-border. So at the moment, that's what we are actually doing. That's how we started.
Okay.
Sure.
When we look at today's discussion, sustainability, Biswell wants to know, how can I sustain my business? What is sustainability in a business and why is it important?
First and foremost, it's actually hard for startups to reach a point of sustainability. First of all, you face the challenges of capital, not having enough operational money to run the business. And at that point, you require everyone's effort to be in. Sustainability is to do what we have to do today in order to shape the future. So whatever we do today will determine what our tomorrow will be or what our future is going to be. So whatever we do today, Mr. Biswell, we have to focus on what we want to be tomorrow. So you have to plan. That's why it's important. You have to plan. You must have a vision. You must have a dream. You are in waste management. So what is it that you want to be tomorrow? How many trucks do you want to get? And what is the coverage area of the waste collection do you want to cover maybe in 2 years' time or in 1 year time? So sustainability is important in business because it will help you get to where you want to be.
So how does a business person sustain their businesses? You see that starting a business can be easy. You might have the knowledge, you may even have the capacity to start the business, but oftentimes businesses reach a point where their growth plateaus. They feel like their businesses stop growing. How do you keep pushing and ensure that your business is sustainable at the end of the day?
Okay, first and foremost, one, you will have to do the marketing of your business as one of for you to keep growing and for you to keep on bringing in sales. Without sales, then there's no sustainability. How would you sustain the business without income? So first of all, your priority will have to bring in the income. Now, income, as in as much as income has come in, it's how you also spend it and how you manage it. So I would say manage your cost. Secondly, you need to manage your cost. Cut down on unnecessary costs. Today, we have people that want to be CEOs in offices, and you want to have an office, and you want to be driving nice cars before your business can even take off. Sometimes the business has taken off, yes, quite all right, and you are in this process now where you feel like you are stagnant, and there's money that is coming in and you don't know what to do with it. The first thing you want to think of, you want to reward yourself to go on a vacation, to go on a holiday, which is quite okay. But at the end of the day, before you do that, you need to know where you want to be. And when you know where you want to be, you know how much you will need to save. So you cut down on unnecessary expenditures, cut down on unnecessary dinners, cut down on unnecessary breakfast in cafes, cut down on everything that is unnecessary and not helping your business. And whatever you are going to save, it will help you sustain your business at a time when things are not actually working out correctly. So to answer the question to Mr. Bizzo, cut down on your cost, do the marketing yourself, meet the people, share the vision with your staff. People come first in everything. Before you can speak to your customer, your first customer is your staff. So share the vision. Guys, this is what I'm doing. We've been doing this for 4 years. My dream and my vision is this. I want us to move from just collecting this garbage to start doing something else different. When you have a buy-in from everyone, then you are going to succeed in your business, because sustenance is not just about money. It's about people. There are people, there are businesses with money, and yet they do not have the human capital, they do not have the human resource to sustain the resources that you have. This is why people are important.
I like the last point, having human capital to ensure that you sustain your business. Mr. Rose, look at waste collection as an industry, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that can prevent a waste collection company to be sustainable and grow?
Firstly, it will be the inconsistency coming in of cash flow from the clients who you are servicing. Some pay you on time, some do not pay you on time. And this is where you tend to now diversify your waste management, because waste management deals with hygiene. So you look at other byproducts that do come in terms of hygiene. For example, plastic bags, sorry to say plastic bags, let me say bin liners. Okay, yes. When we say plastic bags, we are going green now. We don't want plastics.
Yes.
But we are talking about bin liners. Provide bin liners to your clients. Let them know that you actually provide bin liners. Today, we have challenges of having bins. One time, I had to drive around Lusaka to just look for an affordable bin to be using, actually at our home. So what waste management companies can do at the moment, away from depending on what comes from the homes that they are collecting garbage from, is to invest into providing bins, okay, and factor in that cost of their monthly charges, okay, to the bin. Because most homes, to be honest, they just tie their refuse in plastics, okay, and put it by the corner. But these things need to be in a bin, but people do not have access to it. So waste management companies, they need to start coming up with bins. They need to start coming up with bin liners so that people can easily access it. Very few people actually go to supermarkets to go and buy bin liners. Okay, very few of them. Most of them, they use the same plastics which they use for shopping to actually put their waste and dispose it off. So these are some of the things that the waste management companies can actually be doing for the public, for the sake of their own business.
Okay.
I hope I've answered that correctly.
I hope Bizzo Piri is listening.
I hope
so. Because what I've gotten from what you've said, Mr. Rose, is that other than just looking at the core in terms of waste collection, which is basically collecting garbage.
That's correct.
What Bizzo Piri needs to do also is to think outside the box.
Yes.
And look at other sources of income.
That's correct.
Other than just the collecting of waste.
That's correct.
And that is very brilliant advice. To continue our discussion, what factors or measures should one consider as they think about the sustainability of their business?
Okay, some of the factors that we need to consider as we are looking at the sustainability of the business, like I had earlier mentioned, is you need to cut down on cost. Okay, that's one factor. The cost have to be minimized. You minimize your cost, you maximize your profits. And when there's a maximization of profits, then you are going to bring back that to people, because now you're going to reward them on time. You will pay them on time. You will have motivated staff. And there's nothing that beats motivated staff. I'll give you an example. We've had one driver, Lakson Kayamba, who started with us. The man, when we just started, we could not even give him lash on money. You know, we give them a trip allowance when they are going off town trips. We were not able to give him that money. We'll just tell him to say, you know, you understand the vision, you understand the dream. This is not what we desire to do, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And the man was able to drive, you know, through for many years without getting a trip allowance. And today, he's managing 20 drivers, and today his salary is not the same. Today he's getting his, you know, for the first time in many years, we had given them some Christmas hampers and they took home. And, you know, this January we are looking at giving them, you know, things to do like school fees, you know, loans and stuff like that from the business, because you cut down on cost and that's how you sustain the business. So first you cut down cost, two, you bring in your people. Okay, so those are the ones that are going, the human capital in short. It will also help you sustain the business. Third, marketing. You cannot sell without marketing. You cannot get a product and put it down. You cannot get a service and put it down. You need to take your service out there. So if your trucks are not branded, write them in broad letters. People have used vehicles as billboards. We've seen it happening everywhere. So you've got your moving billboard. Sell yourself. Sell your business. Let people know you exist. Let people know you are the best in the industry and your services is second to nothing.
Wow. That sounds very inspiring and extremely insightful.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross,
yes, please.
In conclusion, sustaining a business is one thing, but a business also has to continue growing.
That's correct.
What are your concluding remarks to Biswell Piri? How can he grow? Not just sustain his business, but how can he also grow his business so that it can be one of the success, you know, companies that we see in Zambia? How can he do that?
First of all, I would love to say well done, Mr. Biswell. For bringing up, you know, the business, for taking a leap of faith, which most of us fail to do, to step into the unknown, because the world of entrepreneurship, it's a jungle. So, everyone else, one day, if those that are working, one day they'll have to retire, you know, and you have already taken that step by working for yourself. Okay, so having said so, you will need to continue with the vision that you had when you first started the business, because what happens most of the time is that we get carried away with a little bit of success and we abandon the initial vision. And this is where you sometimes get sentiments to say, this company has changed. This company, this is not how it used to be. There's something wrong with this company. It's because most of the time we drift away from what the vision was before. And what drifts us away from that, it's the challenges that we go through as we navigate through the storms, you know, the waves that come through our way. And with time, we actually, you know, find ourselves off the go. So what I would say to him is that stick to the vision, stick to the plan, dream big, and think outside the box, and see where you want to be at the end of 2020. For example, right now, thank God we have entered into another decade. So between 2020 and 2030, where do you see yourself? How do you want your business to be in 10 years? It's no longer 5 years, because you are no longer a startup. You are now sustaining a business. So we want to see that business 10 years later from now. Your children, your children's children should be able to come and work in that company and tell a story as part of those that are coming in new as an induction. This was founded by our grandfather Bizu Opiri. I'm running out of time, but I'm now getting the momentum to be with Bizu Opiri. I wish you all the best, Bizu Opiri, and your business will be a success. Thank you, Mukonki.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Those are very insightful words, I must say. And I think what I've picked from today's discussion is that, Biswell, you need to control your income. You need to make sure that you're generating enough income to cover your expenses, and also control your expenses so that you can be profitable. And that is the only way you're going to sustain your
That's
business.
Correct.
Because sustainability is dependent on how profitable your business is. Mm. These have been great insights that have come through from Mr. Ross. Thank you so much for your time. Dear listener, tune in tomorrow for another insightful episode of the Ndalama Insights, where we will be looking at what is the importance of having the right team in place for a business. What is the importance of having the right team in place for a business or in a business? So don't miss out tomorrow. That's 17:30. And this has been the Ndalama Insights. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.